This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A behavioral scientist calls for urgent reforms following the recent stabbing spree by a man believed to have mental health challenges. The housing minister promises to deal with the unscrupulous behavior of some landlords in Barbados. While the MP for St. Peter calls for the long-standing land tenure issue affecting residents at 6 months to be settled, and Donald Trump signs executive order to continue downsizing federal workforce. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news up next. Researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish has highlighted critical systemic weaknesses in mental health care in Barbados after a man who was recently released from prison went on a stabbing spree, injuring his neighbors as well as a store attendant. Professor Devenish emphasized the urgent need for stronger systems to prevent repeat violence, particularly in cases involving individuals with both mental health issues and a history of criminal violence. He told Starcom Network News that greater coordination between key state agencies is needed to tackle the problem.
Overall, Barbados needs a stronger coordination between its prison system, its mental health institutions, law enforcement, and social services, to ensure that individuals who are deemed a danger to themselves and to others are properly managed. We cannot afford to let these situations keep repeating, and I think there must be urgent reform in how we handle mental health and violent offenders, and this must be treated as a matter of national security and public health.
He questioned whether the security protocols at the mental health facility are strong enough to prevent people from escaping, while expressing concern about under-resourced reintegration programs in Barbados.
Another thing that I would like to talk about is mental health facilities, ensuring that they have robust enough security measures to prevent the likelihood of escape of these said offenders. It raises the question, are there proper risk assessments done before releasing individuals back into society? I talk about the fact that the reintegration programs in Barbados are grossly under-resourced. And we found that people who've come back into society from incarceration find it difficult to adjust. Now, imagine how that challenge is intensified with someone with mental health challenges or mental health issues.
Researcher and behavioral specialist, Professor Dwayne Devenish. Government will be targeting landlords who charge exorbitant rent to tenants living in inhumane conditions. Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland issued the warning during the debate on the Rural and Urban Development Commission bill in the House of Assembly. The bill seeks to join both commissions into a single entity in an effort to bring about efficiency in government's pursuits to develop the urban and rural areas of Barbados.
I came here this morning at 15 minutes after 10 o'clock speaking to a young lady who will be evicted by a landlord. And let me pause there because we are going to address landlords shortly. I'm sending the signal to landlords in this country. We will be addressing landlords shortly. So those landlords who are carrying out unscrupulous practices and trying to take advantage of the ordinary citizens in this country, charging astronomical rents and the living conditions, while I may not be able to tell you how much to charge, but the conditions, the living conditions, we can address that, and we will.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. Meantime, Member of Parliament for St. Peter and Minister of Labour, Colin Jordan, wants the new entity to settle the long-standing issue of land tenure for residents at Six Mens. In his contribution to the debate, Mr. Jordan raised concerns by his constituents that the authorities have been taking too long to provide title deeds to residents.
They have indicated to me very clearly that I must not speak in a debate in this space on housing without saying very loudly and clearly that the matter of land tenure in Six Mains must be resolved. I know that the Honourable Senior Minister, Acting Prime Minister, has been working on that. I've had initial conversations with the Honourable Member for St. George South, the Minister of Housing, as well. The people who have lived there for generations must have title to the land that they and their ancestors have inhabited for decades.
He also called on the commission to respect the country's heritage in their pursuit of developing communities.
The Urban and Rural Development Commission, as it comes into existence, must respect the heritage and the history of this country. They must respect the work of our enslaved ancestors who built structures in this country. They must not do what was done in Allendale to build the, what is known as Charles Duncan O'Neill Highway. You push down all the huts, those structures that were used by our recently emancipated ancestors. Push them down to my cable then. You make the road to take into account a tree that is old, but you lay down the buildings where my ancestors used to live.
Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Colin Jordan. Efforts to get vendors outside of schools to comply with the school nutrition policy is still a work in progress. This was revealed by head of the School Nutrition Policy Implementation Committee, Hida Phillips Boyce, as she stressed that there is still resistance from some vendors to provide healthier options for children. She spoke with journalists at the launch of the School Nutrition Policy's communication campaign at the Ministry of Health yesterday.
We would really love that everyone would comply. And right now, the pushback that we're getting is with the vendors. What I find very disconcerting is that in our nursery schools, we get it right. The children, the parents are bringing the fruits and the water for the children as recommended by the principals. But when they go higher up in education, we find the vendors on the outside selling the items which are non-compliant and the parents are giving the children the leeway to do so. So this is a work in progress.
Head of the School Nutrition Policy Implementation Committee, Hida Phillips Boyce. Government is taking steps to minimize noise disturbances near the new state-of-the-art Barbados Fire Service headquarters in the Pine St. Michael. During a tour of the facility yesterday, Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, outlined plans to create a quiet zone around the station, especially considering the proximity of the Ann Hill School. He revealed that traffic lights will be installed at both the southern and northern ends of the station, which will be controlled from the facility's command center.
Sirens and the noise was raised early o'clock and it was factored into our SOPs. So we bear in mind the fact that we have the Ann Hill School right next door and certain sensitivities with the children. So without going too much into it, we're working with the Ministry of Public Works and all who are involved in traffic. The intention is to create as much as possible a quiet zone here. So there are going to be lights at the southern end, lights at the northern end, right? So when an emergency is triggered or emergency response is triggered, you saw the control room, they will control those lights, bringing them to red so that the vehicles can exit onto the road without the use of the siren and engage the siren when they get past the lights, when it's not a major concern for anyone. A lot of thought went into that. That was raised early by the officials from the school, and I think everybody is happy with the proposed arrangement.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard said the Barbados Fire Service is working closely with the Ministry of Education to finalize emergency response procedures for its new headquarters. He revealed that discussions and training with officials at the nearby school will take place to ensure a smooth transition once the station becomes operational.
We are also working with the Ministry of Education. We have discussions with the school on these plans. And in the very near future, probably next week or the week after next, we will have a sit down again to finalize the actual operationalizing of the plans. That includes also, though, some training for the schools. And the schools will be providing some training for the fire officers to deal with persons with autism and that sort of when they get agitated. So we have a comprehensive plan in place.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. And U.S. President Donald Trump made a rare appearance with Elon Musk, his most powerful advisor, in the Oval Office yesterday before signing an executive order to continue downsizing the federal workforce. The order is intended to advance Musk's work slashing spending with his Department of Government Efficiency. A White House fact sheet said that agencies will undertake plans for large-scale reductions in force and determine which agency components or agencies themselves may be eliminated or combined because their functions aren't required by law. It also said that agencies should hire, quote, no more than one employee for every four employees that depart from federal service, end quote. Recapping the headlines. A behavioral scientist calls for urgent reforms following the recent stabbing spree by a man believed to have mental health challenges. The housing minister promises to deal with the unscrupulous behavior of some landlords in Barbados, while the MP for St. Philip calls for long-standing land tenure issues affecting residents at Six Men's to be settled, and Trump signs executive order to continue downsizing the federal workforce. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good Wednesday morning to you.